Unit 14, Text A. The importance of being kind and polite.
Frankly, I think you're boring.
Why do we seldom hear people speak so honestly?
Unless you want to end a relationship. You don't tell another person what you think of her or him like this. Failing to be impressed by a friend's collection of stamps. Yawning when a golfer tells you about that great shot he made on the 14th hole. Or falling asleep when friends show pictures from their last trip to Seoul Sainte Marie are all things that educated people try not to do. This is what manners are about. Acting in a civilized way to avoid misunderstanding, friction, and conflict. There are no laws enforcing respect. Yet, we cannot interact with others without some rules of behavior. Rules that are set by some form of social consensus. These guidelines represent what a majority of people consider acceptable and what they consider unacceptable. Rude people are those whose behavior shows little respect for the rules that the majority follow. For instance, because they talk at home while the television is on. Many people think they can talk at movies as well. They are not even aware that this habit will bother the other members of the audience. Restaurants have smoking and non-smoking sections. And most smokers are polite enough to ask, "Do you mind if I smoke?" before lighting up. Restaurants should also have cellular phone and no cellular phone sections. A new class of rude people has been born. The look-at-me phone users whose boring conversations are just as dangerous to our mental health as smoke is to our lungs. Sometimes it is better to remain unknown than to make people hate you. There are many children and adolescents whose behavior is generally unacceptable. They swear no matter who is around them. They listen to their Walkmans while the teacher is talking to them. Indifferent parents who refuse to discipline their children are not helping them. Kids who have no idea what being polite means will pay the price sooner or later. When they join the workforce, their employers and associates alike will soon realize that the behavior of these rude young people is closer to that of animals than civilized individuals. When they lose a few contracts because they talk with their mouth full, or when they say Bob to somebody who should be Mr. Johnson, these grown-up kids, because of their ignorance, will never understand why others are getting ahead and they are not. Every little bit of kindness helps. With manners, the best rule is the one that works. It is easier to look and sound attractive when we are nice to other people. Being polite and showing respect can give us an edge. Why do we need an edge? Success in life often starts with a job we like. And since getting a job is usually based on making the right impression, it is always a good idea to be kind and polite.
Text B. Why we walk in circles. Pin the tail on the donkey is always fun when you're watching rather than pinning. It is somewhat surprising to see how the blindfolded performers act. Instead of going straight, they always wander off to one side or the other. The greater the distance to the donkey, the further they go astray. Have you ever wondered why they are unable to walk straight ahead? It is a well-known fact that a person will move in a circle when he cannot use his eyes to control his direction. Dark nights, dense fogs, blinding snowstorms, thick forests, all these can keep a traveler from seeing where he is going. Then he is unable to move in any fixed direction, but walks in circles. Animals act the same way. You have probably heard the saying, running around like a chicken with its head cut off. Well, a chicken with its head cut off actually does run in circles. Blind birds fly in circles. And a blindfolded dog will swim in circles. A Norwegian biologist, F.O. Goldberg, decided that this problem of circular movement was worth investigating. He collected many true stories on the subject. One of his stories is about people rowing on a lake during a fog on a dark night. One group of rowers who tried to cross 3 miles of water in foggy weather never succeeded in reaching their goal. Without knowing it, they rowed in two large circles. When they finally got to the shore, they discovered that they were at the spot they had started from. After studying many such stories as this, Professor Goldberg wrote an article in which he discussed circular motion as the basic motion of animals. A simple example will help you to understand his explanation of why we walk in circles. Have you ever wound up a toy automobile and started it off across the floor? Then you know that it will rarely travel in a straight path. It will travel instead in some kind of arc or curve. If it is to travel in a straight line, the wheels on both sides have to be of exactly equal size. If they are not, the little automobile turns toward the side with the smaller wheels. Circular movement in walking is caused in much the same way. Usually, a man walking will watch his step and look where he is going. He needs his senses, especially his eyes, to get to the point he intends to reach. When he cannot use his eyes to guide his steps, he will walk straight only if he takes a step of the same length with each foot. In most people, however, muscle development is not the same in both legs. so that it is probable that the steps will be uneven. The difference may be so small that no one is aware of it. But small as it is, it can cause circular movement. Let us suppose that a man's left foot takes a step 20 inches long and that his right foot takes a step 30 inches long. Now suppose he takes 10 steps. 5 with his left foot and 5 with his right. His left foot will travel 100 inches. His right foot will travel 150 inches. This sounds impossible. One foot cannot remain 50 inches behind the other. What really happens? At each step, the man turns a little bit to the left. Sooner or later, he makes a complete circle. The tracks of his feet, however, make two circles, one inside the other. His left foot makes the smaller circle because it is taking smaller steps. His right foot makes the larger circle because it is taking larger steps. This is why a person may walk in an arc when he sets out in a straight line. The muscles of a man's arms are no more identical than the muscles of his legs. This explains why the rowers who set out to cross the lake at night rowed in a circle. By the same rule, a bird's wings do not develop evenly, and so it will fly in circles when blinded. Thus, dear readers, our circular mystery has a very straight answer.